Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest, friend to the room, Mr. Wale.
What's up, yo?
What's up, sir?
Wale.
Man, I'm cooling, man.
What's that big ass belt you got on your shoulder, Wale?
I'm just, you know, I'm in the wrestling world, like, I'm going to turn it into a good guy.
Okay.
So oh, yeah.
I like to think of myself as a bad guy. Like,
I don't
good
not
guy.
Think you're forever a heel, man.
Nah, I don't think so. Well,
but you can
I'm
be a good heel, though.
I'm a tween. I'm like Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar.
Now, another album dropped.
Wait, Wale, come on. What did I tell you? The gum, please. Thank you. Every time you come here.
You gonna let somebody else tell you to take some gum out your mouth?
How could you let another? Well,
how you
a
let
woman.
Another? Oh, that's not
woman,
a man.
See?
That's a woman. Yeah, it works for the woman. Yeah,
it's okay.
It works for the woman.
How you let another man ask you questions?
Exactly. You sure you want to do this interview?
See, that's you technically my boss. You asking me questions.
We're your boss today.
Okay.
The album About Nothing is out. I see everybody got their profile pics changed. The album cover is trending on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the love?
Yeah.
Are you embracing it today?
I'm embracing. That's what this is.
He's a good guy.
Trying to remind myself to embrace the love.
Okay.
I want to be the people's champion.
You had a surprise show at SOBs,
mm-hmm.
right? And I saw a lot of people came out to support you there. So you just went on Twitter and just told people, come out?
Yep. Because I just feel like I've done a lot of stuff. So, I've, you know, like all albums, I always did like a big show, Webster Hall or Roseland, whatever. Like, I wanted to do something like, all right, let's like not promote nothing. Like, let's just, you know, the day of, the morning of, be like, yo, this is where we at. And, you know, it was another risky move. Mm-hmm. But, like, just like the wrestling event I had in San Jose was risky as hell.
What was the wrestling event?
Yeah, I had like a
Wale Mania.
Yeah, I just did a joint, like, invited all, like Rey Mysterio, Razor Ramon, like, all the people that, from my childhood, like, and then just mixed it in with, like, ratchet, like, girls with, like, Brazilians and stuff like that. Like, so it was a dope, like, blend of, like, lace front girls and, like, straight
you
up.
You said girls are Brazilians?
Yeah.
Like waxes?
Yeah. Like, no, like the weave joint.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Now, you grown, you're 30 years old, uh-huh. You deal with a lot of reality.
Yeah.
You always talk about a lot of great social issues. Why do you believe in wrestling?
No, why do you like wrestling?
It's not a believe. It's an art. It's like improv. Like, you know, you ever like see like Whose Line Is It Anyways and stuff like that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They thinking on their toes. So, you know, when you watch a match, like, they call in the spots. They, like, you know, they might be, like, you know, elbow or it's like an all sequence. And they botch. They mess up all the time.
And
somebody
recently died.
And, and you got to think on your toes. You know what I'm saying? Like, in any art form that you have to be on your toes, I'm a fan of. And, like, you know, a piece of it is just, like, an escape from, like,
reality.
This, not hip hop. Like, just get the
hip hop and wrestling don't got a lot of similarities.
You know, some rappers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? some like the Wahala that comes with hip hop. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a fan. You know, obviously when I was a child, I was a fan of it. Like, just like believing in it. But like when you get older, like, I'm a fan of the business and how it's run.
Mm-hmm.
How you have an episodic television show that never ends. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have reruns. They don't have off seasons. Those athletes are in there every, you know, and they do house shows. You know what I'm saying? And the storytelling, I think, is just amazing in it. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I could see myself doing as far as, like, writing and being a part of the creative.
It seems like your new album is, like, storytelling.
With absolutely.
Jerry Seinfeld on this, like, episode.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back to the wrestling. What did you think about when you seen Snoop wrestle with Hulk Hogan? What did you think about that?
I was like, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the things where I wish I was in the creative room. I'm like, yo, I like the Snoop and Hulk Hogan having a moment thing, but, like, Snoop throwing a guy over the thing, like, come on.
Like, don't... Floyd Mayweather jumped on the Giant.
I mean, if Floyd hit him flush in the chin, though, you know, like, that's, you can still drop him, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Snoop, Snoop is all of 140 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Love Dog to death.
Right.
Dog will make that phone call on you. He could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about Dog throwing over a 250-pound man over the rope like that, but. Mm-hmm. You know, it was all in good fun.
And you got a lot of love for SOBs. You even name dropped them on the album About Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a staple. That's a cornerstone. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like your first initial, like, test run.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like your coronation into the game. You know, I remember a lot of people's first SOB show. I remember, like, you know, like, when it was, like, all of us young artists, like it was me, Wiz, Drake, and all of us, like, and I remember everybody coming to my SLB show, like, mm-hmm. and it was a big deal. Like, it was kind of the test run to see, like, how my show was going to be outside of D.C., mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely, you know, a part of our history, you know, it's a part of our culture, and, you know, I'm just fortunate enough to be back in that joint, like, 7 years later, mm-hmm. crushing that joint. Like, even though it's a small venue, with the energy there was unlike no other.
And what'd you say, Yee?
And I was asking about the album and how it's like episodes with Seinfeld. And I saw the skits that you've been putting up with him in the studio with you. We're mm-hmm. talking about things like matrimony and roller coasters and all of that. So what is this supposed to be, like different episodes?
Yeah, well, essentially it's like he plays my conscience. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like how this guy, like he's plays my conscience in real life at times. Like as far as like I get an opinion and it's something that I would choose to follow, or like I have to reassess myself, or like a chin check, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At times, like, you know, you got a record like The Middle Finger, for instance, and Jerry's like, yo,
yes.
you know, people want to talk, like, let them talk. Talk, like, you know what I'm saying?
They don't believe they self.
And exactly, and it's like a template that like a method of development, you know, when you're in school, you learn how to write like a thesis and you have a method of development. And, like, that's how I was writing my records. Mm-hmm. Like, I was letting it be, like, a template of where I'm going to go and how I'm going to break down a record. And I found it challenging as a writer to execute. But, you know, the bigger the challenge, the bigger the reward.
Now let's talk about that Middle Finger record, because that's one of my favorite records mm-hmm. off the album. What was the convo you and Seinfeld were having? Because he does say he encourages you to let people talk. Because they don't believe half of what they say. You don't let people talk.
No, I don't.
You know?
I don't at all. But I just, you know, when me and Jerry get in the studio, we just kind of just let it flow. We don't rush it. We don't rush it. We don't force it. Like, mm-hmm. he says so much stuff. I could make two more albums off of the stuff we talked about if mm-hmm. I wanted to. Like, so it was all, like, perfect. It was all just laid right out there. And, you know, it just, you know, we go in the studio. We just got mics everywhere. And, like, we just talk, like. You know, he have his coffee. You know, I go outside. You know what I'm saying?
Do you let him hear the record beforehand? Like, yo, I got this record.
I let him, when it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
When it's done.
Like, you said you go outside, so you smoke. So,
I climb a tree.
When you come back in and you smell it like smoke, what does he say?
Bubbly time. Like, when the liquor start coming around, he be like, bubbly time. Mm-hmm. And that's when it starts to get loose in the studio. And we, you know, but he don't got no problem with that, obviously. I'm sure Jerry been around some.
Does Seinfeld get royalties from your album?
He don't want nothing. He ain't want
he
none.
Shouldn't. He's
as rich as he is, I don't none. Know if he gotta none. Just do it because
yeah,
that'd
have been like, dang, man, you trying to finesse me, bro. Like, nah, but he ain't want none. Like the crazy thing is, like, you, I'm a young black dude from D.C. Like, I'm not supposed to be clearing NBC like that. Like,
hell no. Like, have they intervened? Like, and like,
nah, we cleared it. Like, Jerry was like, yo, make sure he's good on everything. So,
wow.
I'm sure he
crazy.
Has that kind of power.
He
that
do.
He made him a lot of money.
He do. It was, the album could have been out like 4 months ago, but, you know, clearing it was a, you know, was a challenge, but I'm, you know, it got done, and that's mm-hmm. one of the things that's unprecedented, and I want, like, hip hop to feel pride in that, like, knowing that we did that. Like, they're bidding to own the rights to Seinfeld right now, and it's like millions of dollars on the table, and I just come in here and use whatever I want.
What you mean, like Netflix and people?
Yeah.
Like that? Yeah,
it's a lot of money out there on that show, and for like a young hip hop dude to be able to use the show in you know, in an artistic way, like that says a lot about where we at as a culture.
And this is what I understand about you. Like, you know, you'll say things like you don't get the respect you deserve, but who can get Seinfeld to narrate an album? And he did it based off the fact that he's a fan, right?
Yeah,
he didn't really.
I never really have a problem with the respect. Or lack thereof from my peer, like from like other entertainers. Like, I get a call from, you know, Jay-Z came here and said, like, you know, my thing is more so like the media or like the quote unquote gatekeepers that, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of make or break, or that can help you put food on your table and provide the bosses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
Well, I see you and I see Meek Mill tweeted about the album, and you guys clearly made up. He came to that show at SOB's.
So, where my grill at?
So what?
The grill.
Oh, you know, I gotta get in my whole feng shui.
Your feng shui. Well, but yeah, let's talk about that. How did you guys, you know, finally come together? And I know you hadn't spoken, but there was no real beef. But now it seems like friendship is back.
He's in love. That's, you know, life change makes people get another bounce in your step. You know what I'm saying? Nah, but all, in all seriousness, like, it's just, man, everybody go through it, man. Like, we're growing up in front of, like, the world, though. You know what I'm saying?
That first conversation, though, that initial combo, that breaking
it was
ice
never
combo.
It was never really, like, a thing. It was just, like,
just forgot
it was
about
done,
it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, man, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Did y'all laugh about
when
it?
Love, that changes that. Uh-huh. When you're in love, it changes that a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, he's just, and plus, like, you know, he's cleaned up a lot of things in his life, like, and me as well. Like, at the end of the day, like, blood thicker than water. And, like, you know, obviously we're not blood related, but in this industry, we blood. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's my sister, so she's
hey,
a
sister.
Lot.
What's up, sis?
I don't want this grill. All right. But anyway.
Come on, you got more than one grill?
He's
a rapper for real.
I'll be wasting money. Like, he do it too, him.
This
dude be, but I got to keep up with him.
Oh, stop me. It.
Yeah, well, let's talk about love. You're in love too now, right?
No, I want to be.
Okay.
I actually want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You got the record Matrimony.
I want to be.
That's what I was thinking when I heard that. And then I know you've been kind of food up.
And I saw the Billboard article where you talked about how you want to be in, married and in love one day.
I mean, it's something that I'm willing to, like, you know, not aggressively pursue, but pursue in some regards. Like, you know, like,
it takes sacrifices.
Yeah, because, like, man,
are you willing to do those sacrifices though?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying. Like, who want to really do this here alone? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying. Like, and I don't like you know, mamas be off to like, oh, they're solved. I'm like, all right, well, okay, you go make that money and go spend it alone and see how much fun that is. Like,
well, last time you were here, you talked about a girl that you were dating, and then you said you got in trouble after that.
Well, I date women. Though. Like, I got a woman. I got, you know, situationships.
Situationships.
I got vibes.
Okay.
And the Matrimony, you said you lost a baby.
Mm-hmm.
What was that situation?
Well, it was one of the most difficult times in my life. Because, you know, it was around the time my cousin passed away, and like, that was my cousin that was. I was with him every day, like, you know what I'm saying?
How'd he die?
A car accident.
Wow.
And I mean, he had his firstborn, and he passed away the day after.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, I remember like it was yesterday. I was staying at the Intercontinental, and me and all my cousins, you know, we was all gathered around, like, we was just, you know, drinking in the hotel. Like, man, we gotta grow up, man. Like, you know, Bo had his kid. Like, we gotta keep the kids clicked up, so
right.
We gotta start knocking them down. And, you know, we lost them the next day, and
we,
you know,
Godfather or something.
Well, we all just agreed to just
raise the kid.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever we gotta do, you know, he won't want nothing in his life, you know. But as far as my miscarriage, like, it's different when, you know, I'm sure y'all slipped a couple past the goalie or sometime. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm sure y'all, you know, I don't
I've
know.
Had three abortions.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure y'all slipped a couple past the goalie, made that trip to the joint, whatever. But it's different when you got a situation where you found peace and you're ready for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you start mentally
getting
preparing
excited
for it. And you know, so when that happened, I kind of went in a downward spiral. Like, a lot of things started, like, taking over my life.
How far along was she?
Like 10, 11 weeks.
Okay, that's early.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So when we did that, like, when that happened, you know, it was like, you know, because you go from, like, having to tell your parents about it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
friends,
like,
and everything.
You know, everybody, like, you got, like, the proper, you know, channels or whatever. And then, you know, names and all that other stuff. And, like, okay, where I'm going to move to, because I'm not trying to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
you're preparing.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then it's just, like, immediately, you know what I'm saying? So, and I'm a person that always wants to know why. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, like, I'm not talking about why, like, health-wise. I mean, God, why?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, it was tough to deal with. But, you know.
And then you started, from what I read, you said you started dealing with pills and alcohol.
I started getting into the deep end, man. I just,
yeah, yeah.
You know how I go, man. Like, and the thing is like, I'm not a person that, like, just do it to fit in. Like, I just don't want to be this person that is hindering my career, like, because of the perception of me. Like, I don't naturally walk around with a smile on my face. What can I do to put a smile on my face? what when like if we gonna make me come across as lazy and uninterested, what can I take or what can I drink to make me give a proper, you know, energy to towards something that
you
I'm not interested in.
That's yeah. What like.
And it's temporary energy too. Yeah, exactly. And it's artificial. It's not
just,
real.
You just want to numb it at some point. You just want to be like, man, like, you know, and like, people going to lie. I'm always going to tell you what it really is. Like, you know, when you start to get consumed in all the negative things that people say about you, like, it do hurt. It do. Like, we all men here, man. I could fight, dog. Like, I really could fight. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm tough, like, whatever. Like, but that shit hurt. Like,
you mean, via social media?
I'm talking about in general. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, when you hear, like, you go to a radio station and somebody say, well, I heard about you. You heard what? Like, what? You heard what? That I didn't want to do 500 drops? I did 499? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you hear? Because I know what goes on at Atlantic Records. I know right. how many times you got curved. I didn't curve. I did all your interviews and I did all your drops. But what you hear, like, you didn't get your nephew's son's cafeteria lunch lady's autograph. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the negative things travel so much faster. Like, so much faster.
It's a very interesting combo because you're dealing with the death of your cousin. You had a miscarriage, but people don't know that. Mm-hmm. So when you do an interview and you come off with an attitude,
that's all they see.
People don't know what's behind the attitude. Like, I saw the interview with Nardwuar. I'm like, damn, why are they flexing on Nardwuar?
That's another thing. I was joking. I was just
explain that because I don't know what you're talking about, Charlamagne.
Because the Nardwuar joint, like, the next day, I'm looking at the comments, or not even the comments. People are like, yo, why did you tweet Nardwuar like that? I'm like, and I had to ask my crew. I'm like, what? And my man's like, bro, you know, people just don't understand your
people
sense
take
of humor.
It at face value. Yeah, like, I'm like, because
I was like this. I was like, because he had the mic. And, like, I was looking forward to Nardwuar interviews. I thought he was going to show me, like, my second grade teacher, Miss Rathbone. Like, do you remember Mrs. Rathbone?
Right. He didn't dig deep enough for you.
Like, he was just like, oh, here's the Trouble Funk CD. I mean, here's the Trouble Funk album.
Yeah.
Here's a Nigerian CD album. And I was like, oh, like, I thought it was going to be, like, something else.
Right.
But I was, like, to me, I thought I was joking about it. So I got his mic and I was like, huh? What? What? Like, playing with him. But people was like, you're being a jerk to him. I'm like, I'm not going to kiss the dude's ass. Like, right. I'm just playing with the dude. Like, when I don't play, y'all tell me I'm a stickler.
Serious, yeah.
And when I'm playing around, you say, like, why don't you just sit here and give a vanilla ass interview?
Now, how was your baby mom's? How was she coping with the loss?
Well, she's a strong girl, man. Mm-hmm. She's a very strong girl. Like, she helped me. You know right. what I'm saying? I was on the road at the time, and, you know, she went to my mother's house, and, you know, they had their woman time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the one, Wale. If she's the one that helps you when you're down, that's the one.
But, I mean, there's a lot of, like, things happen, and, you know, things right. change. I fuck up, she fuck up, and, you know, who's to say me and her that person even together anymore?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why not just call off the interview sometime? Or just be like, yo, look,
I'm glad you said that, bro. I learned that early in the game. See, he know.
You can't do that.
You can't do it.
The label makes that time, and now the label looks bad. It makes the artist look bad.
Yeah, but the label looks bad anyway. If they put him out there,
he's
going through something.
I, you guys have, and I'm not trying to, like, ride y'all jock or nothing like that, but, like, let's call it space play. You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that. You
praise put
in
work.
You earn that from working with Wendy. You earn that from putting in works from you. I was having your mixtapes when I was in high school. You earn that from doing a serious radio and all that. And when y'all came together, it's everybody wants to do this joint. Like, there are people that are essentially extorting rappers for or entertainers for their time, their rub. Like, in the wrestling world, they call it a rub when you get somebody from another.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, like, so, like, there are people like, yo, like, if I don't get this, then we're gonna badmouth you. We're gonna, you know what I'm saying? And that's not. It should be like a mutual respect
right.
thing. Like I was up last night till like 6 a.m. I'm excited to come here because y'all earned that. Like, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it should be. And that's what I feel like this whole wave of Album About Nothing represents. Like, it's like power back into the consumer, the people, the fans, you know, and that's what J. Cole represents. That's what Drake dropping that secret album out of the blue, like, that's what that represents. Putting the power back into the people, putting the power, and, like, I will never forget this, man. I might have even told y'all this story before, we was in Australia doing a little tour. And Q-Tip, we was on a bus. It was like Pharcyde, Q-Tip, and like all these like groups from like the 90s and stuff like that. And I was just peeping game, and they was just schooling me and stuff. And Q-Tip said, "Dawg, in the 90s, all we had was the Source, XXL, and our album artwork. That's all we had to deal with. Now it's so many things and avenues and so many things people use as leverage to shit on you or to act like you're not as important or, you know, the gatekeepers. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's unfortunate because it dilutes the media. It dilutes media as a whole.
Do you feel like it's classism in hip-hop? Because I was talking to Big Sean, and I said I feel like it's tiers. Like you have Kendrick's, J. Cole's, Drake's, then it's the second tier. It's like you, Sean, Meek.
Well, I mean, I think in some regard, I think really it's just two, though. It's like us and Love and Hip-Hop. And I don't say that as like an... You know, like it's an entertaining show, but it's about as real as Empire. Empire might even have an edge up on her as far as like, you know, as far as delusional people. Like, yeah, like I don't like I saw Richie Dollars saying he was getting to get somebody 12 singles.
I call him Bitchy Dollars.
And a Grammy. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, okay. I love this.
In what city? Yeah, exactly. Where is this happening?
You better have 10
so you
Susan
do watch
Boyle,
it, though.
10 Susan Boyle features that have been on that joint.
And you do talk about it. You do watch it, and you feel bad that you watch it.
Oh, you've been listening to my album.
Yeah.
You go.
I heard it.
You listen to it all by yourself?
Get out of here. Are you saying that because I'm a woman?
Yes. Absolutely. Nah, I'm f***ing with you. But, nah, but I really rock with Empire, though. I think the success of Empire is... directly the our society or our world, our culture's affinity for the music industry. There's an outright, like, we can make another Empire and it'll be as successful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because people want to know the underworkings of the music industry.
Right.
People want to know, like, even if it's, like, kind of ridiculous, I'm not gay, battle rap. Like,
they got to show another side, though. They got to show.
You really just battle rapped and said you sung about your sexual orientation, and that was your...
Unrealistic. That would never happen in real life.
What? Can you imagine?
It might, though.
Can you imagine Reed Dollars versus, like, somebody like...
So what, I'm gay!
Do all that.
Yes!
It'll never happen.
They gonna be like,
what made it great was that he sang during a battle rap.
Oh, I do. Talented, though, man.
Yeah.
He was in Mighty Ducks. I bet you I didn't know that.
He was in Mighty Ducks.
He was in Mighty Ducks.
Really? Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that but it's ridiculous enough to be, like, talked about in the morning. Like, you know, when I was in middle school, like, we had New York Undercover. That was our joint. Like we, it was Martin in New York Undercover, and we talk about that. So, like, now everybody, I'm sure the water cooler talk is Empire. And it's ridiculous, but it's very entertaining. And the storylines are a little bit overly done, but again, it's very, very entertaining.
That's what you mean when you say it's tears. It's the hip-hop guys who actually got talent, and then it's a bunch
I wouldn't even say talent, because I'm sure... They said that the girl from Love Hip Hop plays like a lot of instruments or something like that. And I'm not trying to like make this an indictment on her, but like I'm sure there's a like there's producers there that play off the delusions and dreams of some of these people on the show. And that right there is sick to me, I think. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a lot of like dangling, like, do you know you could be famous if you do this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like some of that stuff is like cringeworthy, like like the Diamond Strawberry Jones. I was like, yo, is this real? Like,
did she really leave her daughter at home?
No, but like she was like, yeah, I just came to the club to say hello.
Wale really watches this show.
Of course, bro. I've been on a tour bus driving across. Bro, when you're driving from New Mexico to LA and you have nothing to do, like I'm on iTunes. I want to find something to watch. Please.
When I hear your album, I hear that you got like a lot of trust issues with females. So do shows like that reinforce that?
Oh, VH1. VH1 saying I'm thinking about these bitches. I said that on the last album. That's real. I don't fuck with these jumps like that. These jumps is for everybody, Jay.
But hey, you guys are pretty untrustworthy as well.
Of course.
Conversely. So, I mean, you kind of get the guilty energy you put out there.
Now, what's the symbolism in white sneakers, man?
The vanity in our people. We're vain. Like, you know, it ain't about...
To the mic, Wale, to the mic.
It ain't about what you're doing. It ain't about what you're doing, but how you're looking. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They love you for your catalog and everybody got a jersey to play along. Back then, the hoes checking for your Zapatos. So even dirty niggas had some foams, you know? So that's our life. Like, a free lunch for everybody. We all come for a free lunch. Why all my friends got Jordans, though? My mother was too proud to get the government checks and or government-issued joints. Like, you know, just being African and being in America, like, that pride is so immense. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we eating hot dogs and cans of corn at nighttime. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, like, we come from all these poor environments and... All my peers got Jordans on. The vanity of our people, the pride of our people. The mothers want to put their sons, mothers even want to dress their sons up like the man that left them. You know what I'm saying? Or mothers want to put some nice Jordans on to mask what's really happening. The mask, like, there is no food in the refrigerator. Absolutely. And that's the core of that song. You know, Jerry, at the beginning of it, he says, I was wearing white shoes. And it makes me happy, and like that sent off like a whole lot of thinking, and I'm just like, wow, you know.
So you wrote the song after Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I was wondering, did he come up with that?
No, he just was talking. That was one of the first things that I took, and I wrote that song last summer.
So we keep up appearances to be happy, basically.
I mean, we're trying to give off an idea about ourselves.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's a vanity, and we dying over that shit. We are literally dying over to impress somebody. Like, if I wear these shoes, you're gonna perceive me this way. You know what I'm saying? But if I wear these shoes, you're automatically putting me in this class of individuals that needs to be respected or that needs to be admired, adored. You know what I'm saying? That's what these sneakers represent.
It's not even sneakers
but
now.
Sometimes
it's jewelry,
people,
it's cars.
Absolutely.
People dress
and
for success
white sneakers
sometimes.
Is essentially a symbol, a symbolic for all things that are material.
Mm-hmm. Now, your record, The Pessimist. And, yeah. I like that record because people think you're a pessimist. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever tried the power of positive thinking?
I really do. Well, I got a number in my mind as well I want this album to do, and I keep trying to tell myself this is going to happen. I'm grateful for the universe every step of the way, all the misfires and all the things that happen. And, you know, I pray on it. And even if I don't, I still want to be thankful that, you know, that I got an open door policy damn near. I could come, you know, and I'm one of hip hop's elite. I like to think, you know what I'm saying? So I try to, like, you know, do this whole, the secret thing. Like, but I don't want to, be delusional though at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
What's the number?
I've seen some delusional people in this very seat. So
what's the number that you look at?
I ain't going to put that out there because if I don't, I'm going to be like, aha, you didn't get it. Aha.
No, but
what happened to F you? Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I don't care what people think.
I'm a work in progress. Every time I come here, I tell you guys, I'm a work in progress.
People are starting to like you more, and I'm noticing that. Like,
but you asked the question.
Good guy.
On that record, he asked the question, who am I to change perception? It's all on you.
But he changed his perception. People are liking Wale now, which is
good
great.
Guy. I'm a good guy, man.
I don't know. Today's only Wednesday. Wait, how about that? Give him till Friday.
Wednesday, I'm Charlemagne.
Hey, that.
Now, I heard you're also doing some Nigerian music. I heard a song that you just did recently. Is this something that has been a long time goal of yours?
You see, he's changing that.
What is he doing?
I don't know. Right? I want to do a longer interview. I want to stay for a whole shift. Can I do that?
You should have a Wale day. Day.
Oh, shift.
Who's
trying to get you out of here?
No, I don't. If
the first week numbers don't come back the way you want them, you come here and do a whole show.
I want to come. I just want to shoot the shit, man.
Well, let's talk about the Nigerian music that you... I just heard one song that you did.
Right.
Is it a whole project that you're going to do, or what's happening?
Well, I have a lot of, you know, like peers that are, you know, successful artists in that arena. And that's something that I definitely want to experiment with, and I definitely want to represent and be a part of. So, like, I could definitely see myself doing that. But at the same time, I definitely want to do a go-go album. Mm-hmm. That's probably, like, my next thing that I want to do. And essentially, I want to find, like, I want to put together a band. I want to get maybe somebody from New York, a couple kids from D.C. I want to have, like, my NERD project, mm-hmm. whereas, like, I don't have to put as much pressure on myself musically, and I got people to work with as far as creating the sounds and stuff like that, and providing, like, that sound to the world, to be able to usher in that sound, because go-go is a dying art.
It
it's,
is.
It's not what it used to be at all.
I was going
to
ask you that. I was going to say, you know, with it dying so bad, do you still incorporate that in all your shows? Because if you don't know what go-go music is, it's big in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Mm-hmm. It's more of, how would you describe it?
Like call and response. It's very rich in, like, percussion. And mm-hmm. It's really, like, nothing like no other. Like, you know, it's kind of like saying, what does orange look like to a blind person? Like, you got to kind of be there to...
You have a lot of songs that are go-go influenced, though.
Lot, and the thing is, people don't even know... they try to tell me what's go-go is not. They're like, yo, why didn't you have go-go on your last album? I'm like, Clappers was go-go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or Bait. They didn't know Bait was go-go. You know what I'm saying? It's just bounce beat. That go-go has evolved into bounce beat and other sub-genres within that genre. So it's definitely something that I want to do. And, you know, like, my hat goes off to, like, a lot of the DJs. Like, even like yourself, like you, that put together records that can do a compilation of, you know, you're organizing
right. This
guy on that record, or two guys that you think would sound dope. Like,
but I still do go-go sets. The problem is like, you know,
there's nothing new.
I'm not familiar with new stuff.
So there's not. There
you're
is
playing backyard, junkyard. Yeah. You're playing the older stuff.
You stay. You're like right there in the early 90s, late 80s. Right. Like
DJ Cool.
Yeah, it ain't really nothing. So I want to find a way to revolutionize that, and mm-hmm. also, like, you know, try to get some of these guys some money. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like some of the guys that's pioneering, you know, go-go. They've been touring the same small area for 20 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just want to, it means a lot to me to be able to execute something like that for the town.
Right. Now let's switch gears for a second. You always say white rappers get better opportunities than black rappers. Is it really that simple?
Yeah. No, that's hands down. I mean, like, you know, every time I mention this, I get, like, they come from my head, but, like, it is what it is. Like, Iggy Azalea, she gonna get more opportunities than Trina get. They got the same, they rap the same. I mean, I don't know where you get that voice from Australia, but that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. They have the same, you know, twang.
Trina may be insulted right now.
Twang, you said what?
Trina may be insulted a little bit.
Why you said that?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, Iggy obviously was directly influenced by, like, a Jackie O, or like even a T.I., like, you know what I'm saying? But those opportunities, I'm sure Katy Perry's not knocking on Trina's daughter to work, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of weird to me. Like, I just don't.
Katy did bring out Missy, though, at the Super Bowl.
Nostalgia.
And Juicy J.
Slow clap. Take this, culture. I don't want to get all I have a dreamy on y'all, mm-hmm. but like, I just really wish there was more equality in this sport, because
believe white rappers are dominating over black rappers, Wale?
Listen, okay, this is what I'm going to tell you right now. And I know I'm going to get in trouble. Like, please know my heart when I say this.
Man, talk.
It's easy for you to say, motherfucker.
He's not selling no albums.
Do not play any more of Wale's records on Top 40 right
now. Okay, all I'm trying to say is I am a big fan of Sam Smith. I'm a big fan of his music.
Me too, right?
But that Stay With Me record, right? Mm-hmm. Had that been sung by a black person, it would not have reached top 40. It's not. It's just not. It's too slow. It's da 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 da.
Like, well, how do you explain John Legend All of Me?
Which I mean, that's okay. Look at the shooting percentage of Sam Smith. Anything he puts out is top 40 immediately. That's it. Doesn't top 40? They'll tip. They'll give you all the reasons as to why a successful song in the urban arena can't cross over to top 40. But as soon as he makes a record, it's top 40. You know what I'm saying? And to people that don't understand, top 40 is there's a direct correlation between top 40 and iTunes. You know what I'm saying? Like, or exposure. You know what I'm saying? Like, the casual music fan that doesn't really go to blogs or this, that, and the third, their access is top 40. That's all they know. That's household names.
Right.
That's why I said, white bitches barely know me up in Greystone. Damn society, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's too bad, Becky, for not knowing who Wale is. It's your damn fault. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you guys like, well, unfortunately, R&B is dying, but like, August Alsina would have sung Stay With Me. It would have been an urban radio record.
Right.
Period.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts. There's no way that song is going. And people call me crazy, but there's some songs that Sam Smith sounds identical to Tank. I'm talking about exactly like Tank. Exactly like him. And I'm sure if Tank would have sung some of them songs, they wouldn't have reached that audience.
Say urban radio.
Urban radio, I mean, urban radio has been great to me. Like I proudly wear the flag of like a guy with the most plays on urban radio 2 times in a row. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, from a financial standpoint, you would obviously want that top 40 success because that directly influences your income.
Now, I can't speak on Sam Smith because I think he's actually talented.
He's very talented.
But for the white rappers who I don't feel are as talented as a lot of the black rappers, I think a lot of times they're just novelties. So I'm going to ask you, would you rather have 1 year like Macklemore or a 10-year
Macklemore
career?
Macklemore coming back. He's coming back on your ass. He probably got records with Sam
he's
Smith
pretty
right
talented.
Now. You know what I'm saying? No, and it's not.
Yeah,
but
he's been
but
around
at the
for
same
a while
time,
working.
At the same time, if you want to talk about rapping, mm-hmm. Royce da 5'9" will smoke Macklemore.
Hey, without question. Not
and it's
close.
Not, and the Royce da 5'9" record will not surface top 40 radio.
Mm-hmm.
No way, no how.
But would you rather have that 1 year like Macklemore or have a 10-year career? As a respected
he's going to have a 10-year career.
The Macklemore is longer than a year. He's been out longer than
he's
that.
Gonna, he's going to...
We haven't seen him.
But Macklemore did a lot of stuff independently.
He hasn't because he don't have to.
Right.
Right.
He doesn't have to. Like, oh, let me just call Kendrick and say, congratulations, sorry I took your award. Let me take it, though. I still got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to, like, I'm walking the fine line of telling the truth and somebody saying I'm hating, like... Let me, disclaimer, I enjoy Macklemore's music. I was well aware of what he was doing before he blew up. And I think he found a lane, he worked it, and he did it. And at the end of the day, that's all any of us could want. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's not the same. It's I don't want to sound like I'm like being like a revolutionary, trying to be an UEP of radio wars and shit like that. But it's definitely... a black and white situation at times.
Do you feel like early on you doing a song with Lady Gaga was your way?
But I was already experimenting. I was already doing EDM. I was, you know, I rapped on the Justice. I did Go-Go. I did, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was already there.
So are you aware or conscious of trying to do things like crossover into pop?
I like music. I like Christina Aguilera sound like a black girl.
Absolutely.
She sound like a black, I would love to work with her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or
Ed Sheeran.
Even Katy Perry, she sounds like a white girl. I would love to work with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's because I like music. I enjoy the actual art of performing music. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that last, I know you got to go to labels trying to get you.
No,
out.
We here. What's up, man?
Now you're a sneakerhead, huge sneakerhead.
Oh, yeah, we did that.
The biggest, I would say, influence when it comes to sneakers in this industry. Where's your own sneaker?
That's another thing. Like, the people want a Wale shoe from Nike.
I mean, you should. You have broken so many sneakers and so many styles when it comes to sneakers.
Would you only want to do it with Nike?
The biggest influence.
Nah, we
that's
got some.
The head of Nike loves Sam Smith, so he may not sneaker.
The Air Sam Smith is coming out for sure. Definitely. The Air Sam Smith is coming out. You can guess the colorway of that, John. But
it's called the Queef.
Oh, go ahead. The comments expressed by Charlamagne are not necessarily those. Wale has all love for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, all that. I'm all for equality and people.
Now, where's the Wale sneaker, man? Are we doing it? What's going on?
Well, you know, it's something that we discussed. You know, like towards the end of my stint at Roc Nation, myself and OG Juan and Hov, like We tried to kick that door down. You know, it's an uphill battle though. But I'd definitely be up to, you know, designing, you know, shoes for other clothing lines. I got a couple offers now to do some one-offs. You know, something that I want to do, but it's something that I'm about the culture, man. Like, I'm not really about the dollar when it comes to that. That's something that I enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you like Kanye's Adidas?
I like them joints. I like them. I think it's a, and I, you know, when I went to Paris to work with him, I saw a lot of stuff he's working on. Like, he has a look. He showed me, like, where he was getting his inspiration from, and it's like 90s. I forgot the name of the group. I think the Youngsters or something like that. Like,
the Youngsters.
It was something. He was like, and I saw it clear because I saw the lookbook, and I saw, you know, like, you know, it's a lot, the exaggerated, like, you know, Ye and them dudes are like into like the silhouette of how the clothes fit on you and all that stuff. Right. Like, they're doing the combat boots and all that. I'm more of a classic person. Like, give me a good foam, get a good Air Force One, good Air Max, and I'm Gucci. But like, I'm all for like the preservation of like the DJ and the sneaker. Like, those two things are synonymous with hip hop.
Right.
Like, and me personally, I was creative at like Nike or something. I'm giving DJs shoe deals the same way I'm giving athletes or rappers like that are, you know, directly into the sneaker world.
Yeah, it seems like Nike's more into giving athletes the shoes.
I mean, obviously that's what it started on, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I just think, you know, like I saw with my own two eyes how much money Rick Ross made Reebok.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Nerlens Noel, God bless him, but he didn't make Reebok that much money. You know what I'm saying? And if not for a misinterpreted lyric or something like that, who knows where Reebok would have been right now? You know, it kind of killed the momentum.
Now, you recently revealed that you suffer from anxiety. Did you have that before the industry?
Nope.
Damn.
Nope. Mm. Not at all. I'd freaking have a football game run for 250 yards and be back after the game with all cheerleaders and newspaper and all that, and no problems. But
you can sue hip hop. You can be like the football players with getting brain concussions.
It's y'all's fault. We gonna blame Leo, Kevin Lyles, Julie Greenwald, John Moskowitz, everybody, Jay Z, everybody. Nah, but it comes from like, and it's like, you know, the thing about it is like, our people, they look at like mental stuff as like a weakness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like, you know, I grew up with people that have real like problems worse than me,
right?
Because like, mine was low compared to the people. Like, I was in juvenile detention center in sixth grade all the way till I graduated high school. So I literally grew up with people that have real issues, the group home kids to, you know, young rapists, all type of wahala was going on when I was in school. You know what I'm saying?
He said that's so crazy. Young rapist.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I've been there. I've seen it. I've seen what, you know, like, so, like, now, like, it's almost like God playing a little joke on me. Like, I get uncomfortable sometimes in large groups because this is how I break it down. Like, I go somewhere with my men, and it's like four of us. One go to the bathroom. One go in the car to get something. And one step off to use the phone. I'm now standing by myself. I can feel the churning of the thinking of people ready to come ask me for something or try to manipulate me or try to finagle something from Wale. Like, I'm a walking, breathing, living opportunity for people.
Mm-hmm.
And we all are. We all are, bro. Can I get a drop, Charlamagne?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we are walking, living, breathing opportunities. And I don't think people understand that. I don't think that the world understands what we go through. And I'm not saying to cry for us or nothing like that, because you got carrots all up in your ear and you doing good, huh? With the Margellas or something? You doing all right? See, yeah. So don't cry for us. But at the same time, like, nobody know our little struggle. Like, it's deep. If you're not strong enough to deal with, or you don't have a good core, like, it's really difficult. Like,
have you gone to therapy?
I think my therapy is this, because I actually go away from like we fuck around a lot, but I go away from every Breakfast Club interview feeling like I got a weight off, because like, you know, y'all family. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, we go through it. Like, y'all joke, we joke on each other, whatever, but when it's all said and done, like, I'm sure y'all be like, man, that was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's healthy for everybody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The honesty.
And that's ever since I started coming in here being like, just letting it go, I just feel better. Or like, I started my Every Blue Moon thing where I just write a letter to my fans, and it's essentially like a journal, and I tell them, like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Today was f***ed up, like, or I'll find a masculine way to say somebody hurt my feelings.
Would you be open to going to therapy, though, if somebody was like, you know?
I have, though. Like, mm-hmm. You know, they bleed the clock a lot, man. We getting straight to the motherfucking potatoes in this joint, Sean.
We appreciate you joining us today,
man. Wow, let me just cut you.
It's not a label cutting us off.
No. Man, damn, sorry, nah. Sorry.
Album in stores right now. Make
sure
right
now. Album about nothing. It's called Tan on, that's the hashtag on Twitter, Tan.
Yep, T-A-A-N.
Are you subconsciously encouraging people to be darker?
No. Nope. Nope. We should all be darker, though, Charlamagne.
What? Yeah, Charlamagne.
Huh?
He's looking at you.
Why are you looking at Charlamagne? He's looking
I'm
at you.
I'm currently dealing with bleaching rumors.
I actually, but I be feeling bad when they do that to that man, dog.
You do?
Not me.
Yeah, though.
What?
I mean, but he is the same that put Floyd out there. Like
exactly.
That.
I give the energy out. I got to get it back.
He take it. But I just know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he, like, my is just trying to, like, have a presentable look. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It wasn't presentable before.
No.
It wasn't Wale trying to say
it. I'm saying, like, okay. You did it for a reason. The aesthetics. You did it for a reason. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe somebody got in your ear. MTV was like, try to know what you're doing. What's up with the guy, Envy? No, I can do it. I can do it. No, I got it. No, don't call him.
I just wanted to even it out.
I can get light. I can be kid and play.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wale. It's the Breakfast Club.
It's the album about nothing.
Good morning. Hey.